when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies, those who love us. We have been talking about The Traitors Season 3, and we are now at Episode 10. We're almost wrapping up this season. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, entertainment writer, currently writing over at Pop Heist about The Traitors and more reality TV. And once again, I am joined by my co-host, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
And for this episode, we have a guest from Survivor 47, also from Rob Has a Podcast, Asia Welch. Hi, Asia.
Hello. I'm very excited to be here. You know, this is a very good season to talk about, so I'm very excited to talk about it with y'all.
Yeah, I'm excited. We did have TK from your safe season on earlier. He was a little more lost in the weeds. You're an expert. You're a pro at this point.
That which blows my mind that TK has done a podcast. Like, it's so funny. He is like so out of this world that, yeah. You know, it's hilarious. When I saw that like you promoted he was going to be on, I was like, what? But I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him getting on and doing a podcast.
I'm proud of him too. He just jumped in it, you know, and it was a lot of chaos was happening since Rob joined the Traitors. But look at all of these original Traitors.
Wow.
And our Daniel Reyes just sitting there pretty. Can you believe that she's the last one here?
I cannot. I honestly cannot because of the chaos of this traitor on traitor madness we've seen the Traitors US, right? And I know there's a whole world of Traitors UK, Traitor, all these different versions. And so like these twists are new to me because I haven't seen the other variations. And I'm just like, this is new. This traitor on traitor stuff, like obviously that is a way to do it. But, you know, we're not always going to get a season like Suri just like masterfully getting to the end. But then there's also another way to master it. But is there a way to master the game playing this way where the Traitors are just taking each other out and actually making it to the end? Because something's got to give at some point.
I'm so shocked that we're here. I'm happily shocked, right? Because I just knew when the whole like initial attack on Carolyn didn't go well. I just knew, I was just like, wow, Danielle, you got to count your days because this is just like not working in your favor. And I'm like, wow, Danielle's the last traitor standing from the original crew. And we love to see it.
But I mean, like if you had started this season, like before the season, you're like, okay, what if I told you there's going to be like four traitors, Danielle's one of them. She's going to make it. She's going to be the last one standing. I would have said, obviously, like anyone asks me, who's your favorite Big Brother player? Danielle Reyes, easy, hands down. It's been that for 20 years. Mm-hmm. But the chaos that we're watching on this season, it makes you think like, man, I question like, okay, am I just watching her with new eyes or does she truly have a new tactic? But I actually have a coworker who is current, like was prompted to go back and watch old Big Brother because she was like, I'm watching the Traitors. I need to know these people's origin stories. And she was like, Danielle's playing the exact same way. And I was like, whoa, okay. I didn't even, obviously young me has different eyes than 32-year-old me. But I'm just like, you know what? That works for her. And she knew that could work for her. And she was given the perfect cast for it to work with. She was given just enough Bravo people to make her last long enough.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I figured that maybe Danielle saw Bob as her new Jason. Mm-hmm. And so when Rob went after Bob and took, like, I think she was shook and had to switch gears in that way. I know in an interview with Dash Katz, she flat out said, like, I wanted to come in as a mess so it lowered my threat level because, like you just said, like, Daniel Reyes has, like, a reputation, and it has worked on some, hasn't worked on others, and there has been, like, a 23-year gap between her first time on the show and now, so she also gets the wiggle room of a lot of people in the skies do not know her. Mm-hmm. So I think she used that to her advantage. Can you imagine? We have Big Brother reindeer games. One special that did not come back the following year has become monumental in understanding what the heck is going on between our now new traders. Danielle recruits Brittany Haynes, and she's like, sure, because what else is she going to do? She's going to get murdered. So
I was like, okay, is Reindeer Games still on Paramount Plus? Because if it's not, they need to slap it back on. Okay. Because they were removing a bunch of stuff. Okay, I'm glad it made the cut. But, like, now people are actually, who would think, like, when they announce Reindeer Games, who would think people now in 2025 be like, actually, I think I'm going to go back and see what is this with Danielle and Brittany, because it's constantly brought up.
Yes, and it's an easy watch. Like, it's not a regular season of Big Brother. It probably has tops 10 episodes. What was it, 8? Like, this is so funny. But, yeah, they go into the turret, and wow, was this a refreshing turret after all of the meetings that the traders have had so far. How did you guys think this went as they were considering and working together who to murder?
At first, I didn't know if this was the right move for her. Because I felt like if the seer twist turns out that someone asked Danielle, then they're automatically going to assume if there is another traitor, let's just bank on there being another traitor. It has to be Brittany. Because whoever was the traitor first could have brought in the other. Yep. And Danielle's always been vocal at the roundtables. Brittany has not. She was called out for it. And she wouldn't have been behaving that way as a traitor, because that's not the culture of the traitors this season. And so I was like, ooh, I don't know how this is going to go. But I was really hoping that we were going to see Brittany kind of put her foot down and not have a different decision than Danielle, but at least kind of steer her in a direction that we didn't think, like, kind of see where her head was at. But she just kind of followed what Danielle wanted to do.
At first, when we talked about it last time, Quita, I was like, okay, I think we should consider Gabby, putting up Gabby. And whoa, if she had chosen Gabby instead of Brittany, what a different episode we would have had. I don't know if it would have, how that would have also changed Danielle's strategy, but she picked Brittany. First of all, she says Carolyn was never making decisions and did a reenact. You're shaking your head, Asia. You don't believe that?
She was constantly being talked over. I was like, what is this revisionist history happening right now? It's like, okay, Danielle, whatever you want to go with right now.
Okay.
But it was very clear that no matter what Carolyn said, they were always more dominant than her. And so she never got her way in the turret. So, maybe that is Danielle's honest, true POV. Like, she was like, man, Carolyn never contributes because you're not listening.
And she was contributing. She was just like, she often was the person pushing back.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just like, you know, which is the whole reason why Danielle is choosing Brittany, because she wants someone who is, like, going along with her or, like, more likely to. And I'm just like, okay, just because someone was shooting down all of your ideas does not mean they weren't contributing.
Yeah.
They weren't making decisions.
Now, okay, so they say they want to keep Dylan and Dolores safe since they see them as allies who trust them. And then they consider killing Ivor, which for some reason Danielle kept seeing Iva. Is she?
Because I literally was talking about this earlier today. It's because she thinks she's saying it like how he says it. You know,
yes.
Like you respect how people say their names, right? Like if someone's saying Aisha, I'm like, no, it's Asia. But I'm speaking in like an American accent. But Ivor is saying it in his British accent. So they're just copying the way he says it, which is just hilarious. It's like, y'all are just switching on a British accent every time you say his name.
This is such an interesting development, and it's so late. I wish you would do this the whole entire time. But yes, it's going to be Ivor, Gabby, or Tom, since they are suspicious of Danielle. We go to breakfast. I mean, was there anyone that you were rooting for out of those three if someone had to be murdered?
I 1,000% needed Gabby not to die. Okay. Like, I have loved Gabby since The Bachelor. Back when I watched The Bachelor,
yes.
I fell off in the recent years. But Gabby has just always been so funny. She comes off as la, 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 la. Clearly, that was Danielle's perception. But she is like this confident, bold woman. And we saw that on The Bachelor. We saw that as when she was the lead as The Bachelorette. There's so many just memorable moments from those seasons. And then I follow her on TikTok and she is a gem there. It's and I just, from a strategic standpoint, I was thinking it only made sense for them to kill Gabby. So it's like, if they don't go that route, she is way too on the nose to not try to, and Danielle, I mean, Brittany knew this and voiced this. I know they like to keep us in suspense, but I really needed to know why they landed on Tom.
I think they needed more women. They need all the women they can get. Because I was sitting here talking about it's two women and they're right. So I knew we can't touch Gabby, even though that would be the obvious go-to. But boy, did we actually need to kill Dylan Efron. Mm-hmm. He's the swing vote. He has so much power in this game. And he's been the swing vote multiple times.
I hear Danielle that she felt like Dylan was like her ride or die, you know? And I was like, girl, he a faithful. You can't trust him. Like, he's like a faithful. Like, you know, like, you need to get rid of him. Like, and as we saw it play out, like, it's like he was not reliable in the way that she thought he was. And I'm like, no, girl, you should have gotten rid of him, because look at what he's doing. And he has a lot of influence over Ivor and Dolores. Dylan does have a lot of sway with people in the castle.
He does. I mean, even Parvati had the comparison we all have that he's similar. When I see the way he's playing, it makes me think of Pilot Pete. It's like the faithfulest of the faithful who's trying to get people out. And so it's like, it's kind of wild that, you know, traitors start to have that in their mind. Like, okay, I need to keep around my most loyal faithful. But at the end of the day, the faithful need to get out the traitors. That's the only way they can win.
The problem is, Dylan Efron was sitting at home watching you and so many other castaways on that beach. He's been studying for quite a while, because when he wanted to be buddy-buddy with Boston Rob, I was like, I bet you he thinks he's a traitor and he's going to try and go to the end and cut his throat. And now look at him. He'll tell the traitors everything they want to hear, or he'll say, I don't know. And then all of a sudden it's voting time. And Dylan will switch up on you. He's so dangerous. Like, I hope he does do another competition show after this.
I know. Like, what would be good for him?
I mean, he could probably have his pick of the litter. He probably is going straight to Survivor after this.
Right? He's just, like, an immediate threat, though. Like, look at him. And look, I can see him being charming, but it's just, like, now that he has the traitors on his back, there's no way people don't understand that he's also smart.
Yeah, we'll see. So at the breakfast, Dylan says he's becoming suspicious of Danielle, but has to act like her ally. And, you know, Danielle's doing a good job. Everyone wants to complain about her acting, but I like that. Like, she got very, oh my God, when Dolores walked in, and I know Dolores needed that. Brittany walks in. She's like, I learned from the previous, I'm doing the same eye contact as last time. I'm not acting guilty. She flying under the radar. And Dolores and Ivor come in. So that means Tom's gone. Quita. Tom's finally gone. How are you feeling? And he was so cocky. That confessional.
I was a pleasure to work with.
Who says that?
Who says that? I felt so conflicted by it because I was just, I've been wanting Tom gone for so long. And then when it happened, I was like, I actually don't know if he was the best choice right now when you have Gabby and Dylan in the castle. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's listening to frickin' Tom Sandoval. Sure, I feel like Daniel was like, he's on to me. And I'm like, he's been on to Dolores. He's been on to everybody. Like, he ain't reliable, you know? But yeah, his, like, exit interview, I'm like, now, Tom Sandoval, if you don't, that man really thought he was running this castle. And I'm like, girl, you were wrong 98% of, like, 0.2% of the time. You were only right about, like, what was it? He's trying to take the credit for Rob, right? And I'm like,
he came in the 11th hour. Tom is probably Dylan Efron without the skill. He just has, like, you know, confidence.
Right.
And it's vocal. He's very vocal.
The thing that's difficult for me about Dylan is he was also wrong a lot too.
Yes.
Like he can commit to an idea and he can rationalize it too, and then he could be persistent about it, right?
Yeah.
But he in this circumstance with Danielle, he's just given just enough time to kind of realize, like, okay, all the evidence I have, I need to land on her. If Tom were there, they could have been just like, you know, it's like two dumb people saying exactly. Like, they could have been that way about Gabby. Like,
yes.
They, like, would have sold themselves on that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just kind of, like, getting rid of Tom felt like, ugh. Because he didn't have influence. He's loud and wrong. A broken clock is right twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you got it, you know, you can give him that, but I don't know. I just didn't know if this was the right move because you left Dylan and Gabby.
Mm-hmm. Right. Brittany said it was probably the easiest to banish Tom. So, oh, regrets, who knows? But post-breakfast, Danielle is working Dolores. She says that she completely trusts her. She says, you know, sometimes it'd be the cute ones. No one suspects that. And she's referring to Gabby. Dolores is like, no. I'm still considering everything. But she's going to wait and see. And Dolores, she gets real New Jersey on us. She said, my friends are my family. And Danielle, my family. And I was like, Danielle and Dolores are going at it at their reunion. If you think not,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's happening.
Because
this is real life for the housewives. Like, you lied to me. Like, you disrespected me the worst way possible because you lied to me. Then they're always like my blind spot on the Traitors. Like, of all the reality shows, I'm like, I've usually seen everything except for any variation of the Real Housewives. I mean, I knew like Phaedra and I know you just know Atlanta, but everything else, even Potomac, I'm not familiar with them. And so it's always interesting just seeing how they navigate this. And Dolores got by the skin of her teeth being the last one standing, but she's the perfect one to be the last one.
Yeah, she is.
She's just like, I don't care about no kind of numbers. I'm gonna vote who I want.
When I was watching New Jersey, she does just come across as like the loyal friend or whatever.
I actually don't watch New Jersey or New York. Okay. Honestly, New Jersey, those housewives scare me. Like, no tea, no shade. Like, them housewives, they real serious. They're kind of scary.
Yeah.
I mean, just the way Dolores is talking about, when I consider you a friend, you're my family. And, like, when you're my family, I'm loyal to you. I was like, oh, Danielle.
Yeah.
You're making it through the castle now, but when Dolores finds out you're a traitor, cool. She's gonna have some words for you, because she's real serious about this, you know?
Yeah. I will say those words might not be cutting, because, like, at reunions, she's not known for, like, sound bites or anything.
Right.
So, it'll be very interesting, but Let's, what else do we talk about? We talk about Ivor. Ivor, the boys. Ivor and Dylan got a chat. And he's like, well, we're the only ones who aren't possibly traitors, right? Like, he's so confident and he's so right. It's so annoying, but it's so crazy. And he says that he suspects Danielle because she said her mind is always racing. He's like, I go home and I don't think about a thing. I'm like, Ivor, I think that's your personality.
Right. I'm like, Derek wouldn't say that. Like, he wouldn't go to bed every night just chilling. He's trying to figure out who a traitor is, which is what you should be doing, Iva.
Iva. But Iva and Danielle are like opposite sides of the spectrum completely. And then Dylan says, you know what? He looks uncomfortable, but he always looks uncomfortable to me. He just says he isn't sure. He's still considering Gabby because we have missed Dylan versus Gabby this whole entire time. And yet this season kind of comes down to that. It might. I don't know.
It seems that way, but it's just kind of like, it's a one-sided feud, which, how is it a feud, you know? Like, obviously, it was like Tom and Dolores, that was mutual. We saw, like, they just had this weird, like, suspicion on each other, whereas just, like, Gabby's not pressed about Dylan.
But Gabby admitted if she was a traitor, she would have murdered him.
Oh, because I thought it was because he's always voting for her.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it does make her hands look a little clean.
Yeah.
Other than that, Brittany tells Dylan that Gabby only started talking to her after the Bambies were gone, so she's questioning everything now. And at the end, Gabby and Danielle keep getting into rooms together, and they're just awkwardly sitting this out. This is a mental game. Daniel Reyes is like, I'll fall asleep right here, like it's the Big Brother house. Give me some sunglasses so Big Brother doesn't yell at me. And Gabby's just like, are we really gonna just sit here? Do you think that there should have been a dialogue? Was this the right strategy?
It was honestly hilarious to me because of the ways in which Gabby's just like, you're not gonna see me sweat. And she's like, girl, you sweating. That's right. Alcohol for you.
Yeah, you sweating.
I think I was wondering a little bit around like where Danielle's head was at, because if she was clear that Gabby was going for her, it's like it didn't seem like she was trying to like convince her or talk to her in any way. It was just kind of like, well, if you think it's me, it is what it is. Like, let's just ride it out.
And the round table is, like, way too late for that. You know, like, I was so confused. Like, we clearly knew where Gabby's head was at in this moment. Mm-hmm. It's just, but for them both to be just like, well, I already know you're thinking me, so what's there to say? I'm like, but Danielle, it is you, so you should say that.
Exactly. I'm like, I get not wanting to speak because you don't want to say the wrong thing, have to then fight for your life at the round table, but also, a faithful will be like, hey, you voted me yesterday. We still need to figure out who actually is the traitor.
Exactly.
Let's talk. I can't believe that she didn't try.
Dylan and Gabby on the last episode, right? Like, Dylan is convinced that Gabby's a traitor. Gabby's like, you keep coming after me, you know, and like they talk, and like Gabby's like, and you know, Dylan's like, you know, if you were a traitor, I think you would have taken me out by now. And Gabby's like, yeah, I would, you know, just like, having like normal conversation with him and like bringing like levity to it. And it was just like, I feel like Danielle's kind of like seriousness about it kind of felt like, are you just gonna let her run with this idea that you're a traitor without like any type of intervention before the round table?
Sure. Yeah, I thought that was Danielle's downfall, and this interaction was, she approached this the exact same way as Carolyn, where it's kind of like, I'm just getting my mental notes ready for tonight. Don't even have to worry about you right now because you're my target tonight and I got something coming for you. But it's like, that worked with a traitor.
Yeah.
That can't work with a faithful.
No. Let's get to this mission. This mission was a recap of the whole season. I liked it. So the clowns are back. The whole point of this mission is for them to add money to the bucket, but also whoever gets the most gold will become the seer. They can pick any person in the cast, ask them about their true identity, and that person has to tell them. So the traitors are really going to want this, and so will the faithfuls, but even if the faithfuls get it, they have to pick the right person. And boy, is this game so much harder for faithfuls. I just wanted to point that out.
Not only do they have to pick the right, like, if the faithful get it, they have to pick the right person. But let's say Dolores gets it and is like, let me ask Danielle. They still have to believe Dolores when Dolores is like, oh, yeah, she told me she was a traitor. Because Dolores, I mean, like, any person could lie. They ask Danielle, she says she's a faithful. Well, shoot, let's just lie and say she's a traitor to get her out.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's, there's so many elements of this that's just like, right person has to get it. They have to pick the right person. They also have to be believable to everybody else.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. So the so we get some popping of the balloons. I think that goes well for Gabby. The dolls are back. This is, here's my thing. I need to see how everyone found their doll, because it's a little weird that Danielle's doll just kept on going. All of a sudden, 2000. And it's like, were they in a bucket and they just picked them up? Like, can I see how this happened?
Yeah, she needs to play the lottery, because that was way too lucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, after that, the cages are back, but this time there's no boys in them. They kept saying that there was poop. Like, it can't be. What are we talking about here? That they were like, it's so smelly looking for this gold in these sandbags. I'm just like, what could it possibly be?
What is it that smells like in your lawn? Like mulch? Maybe it has something like that.
Okay.
Mulch smells really bad. But, oh, I did have a question. Yeah. On the dolls, why didn't Dylan just stop at 1800? You have zero. Like, that would have been the safest bet. At least you're right there. You're not risking it. You already know Danielle has 2,000. I'm so confused.
I don't know. I think he was just like, go for broke. But this is like, this is why. I think it all just also kind of shows like men, studies have shown men are just risky with the gambling and like the investing. They're just more aggressive with it. So that tracks to me.
Wild.
Yes. It is wild. And the craziest part about this whole mission is that this bisexual refused to tell us who won. He said, you got to wait for after the round table. Are you kidding me? So, like, who do we think won?
Could the seer be voted at? Like, what happened to the seers voted out? They just second place person?
No one gets it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You go home with an idol?
Right.
It felt like a moment of a scheme that Todd set up, aka production. I'm like, is this Phil's way of like managing? Because it could be that like if the seer is voted out, will they just give it to the next person? But is it that they want this advantage in the game? Yeah.
I don't know. But
I think it's guaranteed. Like, I don't think that they would just let the power go to waste, especially after already announcing it. And by announcing it after, they can just say whoever won.
Mm-hmm.
But, I like, why? Why after? I don't get it.
I don't know. They're just like,
how many of them left? Seven? Six? No.
Right.
One, two, three. Six left! Mm-hmm. They're going to be down to five, and one person gets to ask four other people, like, picks of four people. Like, that's so much power.
It's so much power, and we don't know who has it. I'm so bad. But let's get to this good round table. I mean, I think Danielle, Gabby, who else got money in it? And Brittany are probably, like, the most likely, right? I don't know. Yeah. I didn't pay enough to Ivor, but I don't think he was hitting that much.
Yeah, it felt like Danielle guaranteed, but I'm not sure.
Who knows? Oh, before we go to the round table, sorry, the castle, there's some last minute conversations. Gabby tells Dylan about the time she heard Danielle coming out of the secret room. She was talking to Carolyn, but she didn't hear that. I'm so glad this came back.
Mm-hmm.
She was holding on to that little secret. And it's like, that has to be the tipping point, right?
I thought we were like moving past it. I thought at that moment, Carolyn is so lucky that she didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
And now Gabby just has Danielle in her mind. And I was like, well, enough time has passed. I mean, they did revisit the coffin. So it's only natural they revisit this from so long ago. But she held on to it for just the right moment.
Happy. Dylan later tells Danielle that it's her or Gabby tonight. Danielle's just like, I'm just so hurt. Just so hurt. And now I'm just thinking of like Dylan just yesterday had to talk to Carolyn. Carolyn's telling her whole life story, guilt tripping, and he knows he's still gonna vote her tonight. And then here goes Danielle. She didn't put as much of a crying fit. She was just like, really hurt, man. And I was just like, should have Dylan even give her the warning though?
I feel like him doing that was his way of A, trying to extend, you know, like if she stays around, like, you know, like he gave her the warning.
Mm.
But I think also he was trying to give her an opportunity to talk strategy with him. And she didn't. She mm-hmm. did the same thing that Carolyn did. And it was trying to appeal to his emotions. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, a part of that is because they're is no strategy they could say to him without potentially catching themselves up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I wish she would have tried to talk strategy more with him versus being like, I'm so hurt. I'm so yeah. hurt. Cause like, he just recently, Carolyn's trying to guilt trip this man for like, mm-hmm. how he was perceiving her.
Yes.
Cause it's in, the story, I guess the narrative that Danielle is trying to give off is I'm sold on Gabby. So why not use this as an extra moment to be like, Dylan,
yeah.
it's clearly Gabby. Let me explain to you why. Instead of like, well, I'm just going to drop these little nuggets throughout the day. Maybe, maybe not. And so it's just kind of like, you're not really giving him anything to work with. Like, don't vote for me is not enough. Mm-hmm. When there's six people left.
So true. Also, this, like, it seemed like a scramble was very much giving, like, double eviction on Big Brother. Like,
yeah.
like Dylan was about to get up and leave, and then Danielle came in, and he's like, I guess we're also sitting down. I was right. like, look how much this game has changed.
Especially Brittany looking for Ivor.
Yes.
Yes.
And going outside.
And they're, like, finding empty rooms, because it's so... They've yes. murdered and banished everyone.
But also in that moment, I was thinking about like Brittany around like Brittany, if Danielle is at home tonight and she reveals she's a traitor, you're not beating the traitor allegations, girl. Like they're just going to come for you next because they've been thinking it was you. Gabby thought it was you and Danielle. And then like literally you're running around trying to get votes in favor of Danielle, you know, yeah. which I get she was being loyal, but a part of like her running and getting votes, that to me, I was like, girl, you might be doing a little too much and you might not make it out of here after her.
Exactly. Because even if they get rid of Danielle, it would have been easy to kind of lean on there were only four. I think there were just four traitors and, you know, me and Danielle, reindeer games, y'all don't forget reindeer games. That's the only reason. And they could decide to end the game with Brittany under the assumption that there were four traitors, no one was recruited, or that there were originally three and maybe they recruited one of the other ones along the way. Because
mm-hmm.
They don't for sure know that there's two traitors left. Mm-hmm. But if you're linking yourself to the one obvious traitor, that's not a good look.
I think there's some ways she can get out of this, though, because the big thing is that her story about her relationship with Danielle never changes. It's, we went on this other show, I betrayed her, I never want to do that again, I want to make it up to her. And so with that backstory, it's like, yeah, it makes sense that Brittany's running around, like, trying to save her girl, if she's a faithful, because she doesn't want this same thing to happen again. I didn't see anyone throwing much suspicion on Brittany, but I think the biggest thing is just like how last episode ended with Gabby saying, well, two traitors are going to go after each other at the round table tonight. And oh my goodness, two people went after each other and we're getting close. Why can't that also work on Gabby? Like, why won't the next episode be all about, we have to get out Gabby because when we get to the round table, they're like the Spider-Man meme. They're like, the same thing can be said about you. You murdered your friends. No, you murdered all your friends. Like, what?
Are we talking about the round table?
Okay. We can get to it.
I think this is where Danielle didn't notice the differences and how she approached Carolyn versus how she approaches Gabby. Because with Carolyn, she's on the offense. She is like, even though Carolyn said Danielle, she said, Carolyn, this is why I think you're a traitor, X, Y, and Z. With Gabby, it's all about, oh, I can't believe, I'm faithful, you guys. I'm faithful. Rather than trying to discount Gabby's arguments, she's trying to emphasize, I'm faithful. Whereas Gabby did so well in this argument because Gabby was listening to what she was saying and responding to it. Like she had rebuttals for everything that Danielle said because she has no reason to lie. You can obviously respond quickly when you're not lying, right?
Yeah.
But with Carolyn couldn't respond quickly because she would have had to try to lie. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like there was a difference in the approach. Which kind of like, yeah, they were going after, yeah, their attention was directed at each other, but it was just a very distinct difference in Danielle's behavior that made it seem not traitor on traitor.
That's interesting because I thought she did the same. She doesn't start on, with the round table with Carolyn, she let Carolyn say her name first.
Mm-hmm.
And then her whole point later was, everyone, did I ever say Carolyn's name? Like, you're attacking me, and I never attacked you because I'm scared. I'm a faithful, but you're not scared. And so it's like, I think it was Brittany who broke the silence first, which I'm like, Brittany, yeah. You do not have to be chomping at the bit for this. You could have waited. So I think, in a way, she's still trying to, like, lie back and claim faithful. But that's my perspective. What about you, Quita?
I mean, I feel like in some ways Danielle underestimated Gabby because Gabby's actually been thinking of her as a traitor for weeks or like however long weeks for us, right? But like has been thinking about it for a minute and has been observing Danielle, namely observing Danielle and Brittany together, right? And so at the round table, Gabby has her points. Mm-hmm. Carolyn didn't. Carolyn just like, you know, is not prepared. And so a part of me wish Danielle would have studied Gabby a little bit more, you know, to have a bit more evidence. Because it was Brittany who said that Gabby wasn't really interacting or talking to other people prior to the Bambies being gone, you know. And that's something I wish Danielle would have observed. And I even think about, like, who her and Brittany got rid of. I feel like that might have been the time to get rid of Dylan because you could have more easily pinned it on Gabby.
Yep.
Versus like getting rid of Tom, thinking it's an easy person to get rid of, but it's like Dylan and Gabby are like big voices, you know, in this space, and having them both there, you know, it's like actually Danielle, they're way more of a threat together, even though you think they're going after each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are people who like observe and have like points and evidence when they're talking about someone. Versus like how other people are like, I just don't trust them, you know, or their personality, or they're too quiet, or, you know, like other ways that people have tried to get out traitors.
Oh, yeah. Danielle says she thinks the girl next door would be great as a traitor. Gabby gets her with, that's a personality trait, which got us in trouble last time. And she's talking about Nikki. And I was like, wow, we got long-term memory now. Episode 10. That clicked. It was like, ooh. And that's when Danielle, you know, Danielle was losing a little bit when she started being like, don't interrupt me. And it's like, She needs to interrupt every single time.
She's like, I'm trying to buy time to think.
I was like, this is amazing. Dolores points out Bob the drag queen went after Ivor. So now all of a sudden, we're starting to put Ivor in the mix. And I'm just like, who thought this is where we're going? And I don't think we heard Gabby bring up Danielle coming out of that room. Did we?
I don't think she did. She brought it up to the one that mattered, which was Dylan. Because it's at that point, who else should she bring it up? Ivor is already sold on Danielle, and the only other person is Dolores.
I think she should have brought it up at the round table. I don't know. It's like when you're starting to stack all the charges. Or I feel like the editing's weird. I don't know. Maybe that would be too damning if Danielle does go, so we're going to take that out. But I'm like, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe Gabby started to focus on, like, okay, I'm trying to clear my name, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's where her focus became. And I don't know, like, because when I watched the roundtable a second time, I just noticed that change in Danielle's voice. Guys, I'm a traitor. Like, she was talking in, like, a lighter voice than she normally does. And she was just, she went into, like, soft, like, mm-hmm. Come on, guys, like, I'm so innocent. And it was just like Gabby was not backing down. And I think there's something to it with these bachelor and bachelorette contestants, because they are competing. It's not technically a competition show, but they are competing. I mean, and we've seen it now with Pilot Pete. Mm-hmm. We've seen it with Gabby. Mm-hmm. I feel like they can't be grouped into the like non-Survivor, non-Big Brother. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like you have your Bravo people, right? But then everyone else is a threat.
Everyone else is gunning for something. Go ahead, Quita.
I was gonna say, well, we know I've been really sad about the strategy that Bob had of getting rid of all the housewives, and recently he posted a video and like recapping a Traitors episode, and he shared, you know, it's like you go after the housewives because the numbers, sheer number of them, mm-hmm, and they're so loyal to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, you're right. Because when I think about Dolores, right? Dolores is dead set that Danielle is a faithful and nothing is going to sway her, even when she has three people sitting at a table giving her some very damning evidence of like how Danielle is clearly a traitor.
Literally.
And she's like, and this is why Ivor is a traitor. And I was like, wow. Look at that. Look at that lifeline.
Right. Like, clearly the past however long they probably were talking about Danielle versus Gabby, Gabby versus Danielle, she said, I have one for you, Ivor.
She said, all my girls can stay. Oh, it's just so wild. So that's what the vote is coming down to, I guess.
We can't miss the most iconic part of Gabby versus Danielle.
Okay, what is
Danielle
it?
Goes, Gabby, you're a smart girl. She said, I never said I was dumb.
Uh-huh. Period.
Like, wait, don't get it twisted. I'm not sure where you got that from.
Yes. But that's like, that's like a tactic. And I love that Gabby's like, I don't care. I'm not playing into it, because it's like, you could see where Danielle's coming from and how she's like painting Gabby and everything. And I'm also wondering if the fawning, the soft voice also is Danielle being hyper aware that she's a black woman going up with someone with Gabby who has that voice. It's just her voice, but it's like, right. Now I have to really make sure I'm not looking like I'm like yelling at this girl, woman.
Mm-hmm. Especially the difference of like, Carolyn was kind of more excited, more all over the place, you know, so Danielle had more room to be more expressive in ways in which Gabby's like calm, collected, saying her point, you know, and like Danielle has been way more expressive throughout this season. She's been crying, shaking about
left to right,
everywhere, you know, and we see her in this moment actually be more calm, more soft spoken, you know, in ways I think trying to like match the energy that Gabby was giving off.
But would her crumbling emotionally, like she's been, actually help her?
I think it would have been more consistent.
True. I do. True. I do think that too, because now it's kind of like, well, why the switch up? Well, because this is not traitor versus this is not traitor on traitor situation. That is noticed by the people that you would think notice it. Gabby, Dylan. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is just kind of like,
Ivor.
Dolores is like, oh, there's a difference? I didn't know.
Oh my gosh, Dolores. I can't believe how this changed. And people, okay, so we got our votes. Ooh, I can't believe we have a tie. Oh. I was like, what is happening here? Danielle, the votes for Danielle were Ivor, Dylan, Gabby. The votes for Ivor. Gabby wasn't even in the mix. I wonder how she swung that. Dolores, Danielle, and Brittany. Now, people are saying that this should be kudos on Danielle's game because she still got a split vote. She's the last original traitor and everything. But is it also, what's the more impressive thing? A traitor getting a split vote like this? Or Gabby going toe-to-toe with Danielle, not even on the table, not even an option.
Right. Danielle and Brittany decided before this roundtable, whoever we think Dolores is voting for, that's who we're voting for. No matter what everyone else does, that's who we're voting for. That's the only way we can get out of this. Because if we have three, there's nothing more you can do besides try to, like, convince everyone else, one person to switch. Even though they didn't have a case for Ivor, like, you're dealing with Ivor himself. And then, yeah, because the vote, like, once it's tied, it goes 2-2, mm-hmm. right? So how are you planning on flipping Gabby and Dylan? You have to have logic. And if Dolores is the only one that has a case for this, and then Danielle just at the last minute hopping on as she votes, you know what? I actually was thinking Ivor. Oh, okay. After you just went toe-to-toe with Gabby, it's just kind of hard because it's just like, what's the plan B? Like, I do get the forced vote. Like, that was smart. That was the right move, especially if you can't control Dolores' vote. But then what?
Then what? Well, we have to vote again. This time, Danielle and Ivor cannot vote now, but they have to do one more plea. So Ivor says if he goes, then there will be two traitors. It'll be harder for the faithfuls to win. I mean, he ate with that, but he was just like, guys. Like, he's not even really going on facts. He's like, I'm such a traitor that, so you're going to make it harder on yourself. You want to go to the end with two traitors.
Right.
Wow. And Danielle says she made commitments in this game and pleads to Dylan to believe her. She says he'll have a huge regret, like Brittany. She said, look at this white woman and how she has been chasing me all season to make things right. She did me so dirty. Do you want to be like a Brittany, or do you want to get it right the first time? Dylan said, I want problems. I mean, Dylan said, get me in the game. I'm trying to be like Boston Rob. Okay.
I thought it was hilarious because at first I was like, okay, who is she directing this at? Like, this is your plea, right? So whose vote are you trying to flip? And for her, like, obviously, okay, directed at Dylan. But with that one little slight, she said, Brittany, you better keep your vote the same. Don't go switching nothing up because I have not forgotten about reindeer games.
I mean, should have Brittany gone for it?
No, I think they're trying to trick us.
I know.
Like, they show Brittany's shocked face. I feel like that could have been any time. That could have been at the Ivor vote originally. From Dolores.
Yeah. Dang.
Or if it is Danielle, maybe they just want to wait till the finale, but I could totally see it being, well, I guess let me ask, is it that if it is a tie again, their fate is decided by chance with it everyone, or is it just out of Danielle and Ivor?
Part of me is like curious. I mean, a part of me is like, how loyal is Brittany? And she might ride it out. And if Danielle goes, then her hands are clean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm confused about the mechanics.
What are the mechanics?
Yeah, what is the chance?
But I'm assuming it's like maybe like a flip of a coin or something.
Right, oh.
Okay, I'll tie it again. Then who cares? It's not me. I don't know. We'll find out. But I thought it meant, okay, if y'all can't decide, then it's kind of like Survivor style where when you tie a boat, if you can't decide, you have to pick a rock, and then whoever draws the rock is the one that's going home. I thought now it's going to be open up to everybody, but if that's not the case, then there's low stakes. Okay, it's Danielle or Ivor.
Yeah, this is a mess. This is such a mess. I wanted Danielle to get revenge on Brittany. I didn't want Brittany once again to have Danielle's game in her hands.
Truly. I mean, that's juicy, though.
Right.
It's so juicy. I wonder if Big Brother will have more numbers after this.
Right. It's a little nerve-wracking, too, because it's just like, if I think that Brittany would not have been willing to betray Danielle during the traitors if Danielle hadn't been a traitor. I think once she saw Danielle do everything she did, knowing that Danielle's a traitor, she knows how hard Danielle was playing. Because, like, obviously we find out in the real world that Danielle was, like, swearing on her grandchildren. And so it's just like, Danielle knows this, or Brittany knows this, I'm assuming, right? And so she knows, oh, wow, Danielle's willing to do anything to win, which could include cutting her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it could be out of, like, self-preservation that she goes ahead and votes out Danielle. I don't know.
Is Brittany, like, known as a cutthroat player?
See, because the one time she's played Big Brother, not including Reindeer Games, was she just went to the end with the brigade. And then they cut her at Final Five.
Okay.
So it was a four-person guys alliance that she was unaware of until the Final Five, and then they cut her. And so, or she made it to Final Four maybe, and they had cut someone else along the way. But long story short, she got cut because she wasn't a part of that core alliance. So I don't know. Her social game has always been her strength.
Yeah.
But clearly self-preservation, you know, I'm like, if on Reindeer Games she betrayed Danielle, then self-preservation is a part of her game.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, if she's putting the pieces together, it might be more enticing to her to, like, cut the line with Danielle again to, in some ways, save her own game.
Yeah.
And not go down.
I will mention on BB Reindeer Games, it was so obvious that Danielle had an alliance going on. So maybe, like, Brittany learned from last time of, oh, Danielle has Xavier. Danielle has Taylor. Like, let me just take out Danielle. This is a one-on-one situation. We have each other, so,
And maybe Brittany's like, look, I didn't know we were taking Reindeer Games that seriously. I didn't know people get old grudges like this. Like, I thought we were playing, you know, Goose Goose Duck, or Duck Duck Goose, whatever it is. And you are mad at me a year and a half later, right? But I think it's also one of those things where that rivalry is kind of what got y'all on the traitors. Like, it'd been so long since either one of you were on a competition reality show, and then Reindeer Games brought you this. So why not keep it going? Why not go on the challenge after this? And Danielle on the challenge.
No, I don't want to see her on the challenge having to jump buildings or whatever they do over there. Oh my gosh. Should we talk about our beautiful black moment of the episode?
I would say mine is Danielle with the doll and just going big for it and getting the prize. Because, look, we just go for it. We have to work doubly hard to succeed. So why not just get lucky every now and then and be able to just succeed without having to, you know, through blood, sweat, and tears.
I think mine is Gabby and Danielle, or like Danielle sitting in that room in complete silence with Gabby. And I'm like, now that is unbothered. Like, Danielle was just sitting there. Like, Gabby is shaking in her crop top, and Danielle was chilling.
I don't know what this outfit was. Like,
she said she couldn't lift her arms.
Yeah, like, it's just a cover. She looks like she's going to go to war, but then also she's not wearing a lot underneath. Like a fishnet bodysuit. And then she got the boots going on. I was like, I don't know what is happening. And Danielle has to go up against her in that. For me, I don't know. I don't know. I think I just like that Brittany does seem to be a good supportive ally. I think the beauty was her running around like her head cut off. And yeah, even though things are hot, Danielle might have been the coolest she's ever been in this episode. Mm-hmm. So while her life is on the line, I'm like, okay, I guess you can rest. It's been a long time. Let Brittany try and come up with something. We'll see. Maybe she should have been doing more, but I like the unbotheredness of it all. What is our chaotic bye moment of this episode?
I think it was when Gabby said, oh, I didn't say I was dumb. Oh, you were trying to come toe for toe. It was the quickness with it. It's just like, I'm surprised Danielle didn't say, oh.
Nope. She couldn't let her seem like offended or anything. She's just like, let's talk. You're so smart. Let's talk this out. And it's like, don't condescend to me. Kulina, do you have one?
Honestly, to me, it is Gabby's top. As like a queer femme who will just wear things for the look that is not practical at all. When she walked in for breakfast, I was like, wow, love it. I'm here for it. And like, Dylan's like, can you lift your arm? She's like, no. And I'm like, yes. Do you know how many outfits I've worn for the plot? Not logistical, practical at all, but it's a look. And I wanted to give that look. And the fact that she was like, I didn't even know if I'd be able to wear it. Cause she was like, I don't know if I'll even be in the castle long enough. But you know, she was like, this is my we at the final six fit. If we make it there, I'm going to wear it. I'm like, I love you.
I want to know why.
Because it was a look. I will say I liked it a lot when she posted it. Like, everybody posts their looks every week, right? When she posted it, I said, you know what? That does work for her.
It probably works better in a full body picture. But the show usually has her just from here up. So she's just like, confined as she's talking. Oh, like, I don't know what's happening. Chaotic by moment. I mean, I think I'm gonna give Alan it this time, because this man, something popped. I think it was one of the messy coin bags, and someone said, oh, it exploded, like, on my face. And Alan's just like, I hate when that happens. And it's like, Alan.
I didn't even catch that.
His little commentary. But is there anything else we want to say about this episode?
Shame on them for leaving us with a hangover, cliffhanger. I just wanted to know, but obviously, like, we would have tuned into the finale anyway.
Absolutely.
Like, what are you doing? There would have been so much to discuss in terms of, like, who gets actually voted out. And I would have loved to see, I love these videos coming out where they, you know, we get more of their thoughts. But now we gotta wait. So I can't wait to see who will be the seer. Can't wait to see who actually got banished. And I think we might be getting a faithful win. But if we don't, that'll be impressive.
Okay. And the faithfuls we have left, who do we want if we're going to have faithfuls at the end win?
Gabby.
I mean, these two.
Gabby. Yeah. Yeah. Gabby, obviously.
Okay.
And I feel like Dylan, he done worked hard.
He has. Like, you know, he has to give it to him. Yeah.
No, if this season ended with Gabby and Dylan specifically winning together after they've been beefing for however long.
Yes. That would be funny. What's the move? If it's, let's say it's Gabby, Dylan, and Dolores. Did they say, Dolores, you don't need this. We're actually going to vote you out.
Gabby would absolutely put in that we need to go around and get Dylan out of it. Like, I don't think Gabby's trying to give men anything.
Yeah, she would. 1,000%.
So, Dylan should want her actually out no matter what. Just because of that. But... we'll see. They still have a little bit more to go. I feel like Danielle leaves. I feel like Danielle leaves because why would we do a cliffhanger if she doesn't?
For Ivor? Right.
Yeah, no.
Who's doing a cliffhanger for Ivor?
No. Right. No. But I don't know.
Also, can I give a chaotic shout out to the wig on Danielle's doll? I was like, why is this doll so disheveled, Lord? Going been through, like, the little wig on the doll's head was just like disheveled and to like one side.
Stressed.
All these dolls got something going on. I mean, Brittany's doll right here got a really bad
like, wig too.
There's no scalp.
Blush. Yeah.
No scalp.
Tossed to the side. I'm still dying that there's a Wilhelmina doll. They need to post on something all the dolls and their names.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess that's it until we have to wrap up and see how this all ended and the reunion, which they just filmed. Asia, where can people follow you?
Yeah, well, first off, great coverage that you've been doing on The Traitors and Love is Blind. Thank you for having me on. Shout out to all my friends who've come on, like Izzy and Sabaya, I know is always on here, TK, of course, Mari, Quinn. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all those people. But everyone can give me a follow at Asia Like Asia. That's AYSHA, like ASIA. Right now I'm podcasting over on Rob Has a Podcast about Love is Blind. So you can find that coverage at firstsightpod.com or Love at First Sight feed, wherever you listen to your, wherever you get your podcast. I'm talking about Love is Blind with Mary Kukowski and Jason Reed. I'm also talking about season 18 of Married at First Sight. This season has been, there's so much drama. There's an affair that has happened. We've had so much fun covering the season, and you can listen to the podcast without even watching the show. I podcast with Jason Reed and Mari Forth about that. And last week I talked about The Traitors over on the Free Agents pod with Matt Liguori and Brian Scally. Everywhere you can, I'm mostly active on Instagram, but you could also find me on Survivor 47.
Yeah.
Paramount Plus.
How about you, Quita?
Yeah, you can mostly engage with me on Instagram at @hello_Quita. I'm not much on the other platforms. You can engage with me there.
Sounds peaceful.
I was like, Twitter delete or X delete. And I was like, I'm not signing up for no blue sky. I'd be honestly watching my Tiki Talks on Instagram or through text. So
yeah,
my life is kind of peaceful.
That's good.
Love that for you.
And I am your host, Nicole Weaver. Please subscribe if you haven't. If you're listening, please rate the podcast 5 stars and leave a review. We are going to be back, me and Quita, to wrap up The Traitors. Very excited to see how this season ends. I am talking about Love is Blind with Princess Weeks. And yeah, this season, I don't know, Asia, if you saw the third drop yet, but I'm just like, everything we already have said about these people, I'm like, fiscally, fiscally Republican.
Yeah, right.
Socially a Democrat. We literally said this in the first episode, and then it happened, this drop. I was like, get out of here. So
this season is like, we have like a Slack channel at my job, like my full-time job, where we talk about Netflix shows. And I was like, if y'all are looking for a great sleep show, right. Love is Blind season 8, it'll do it for you. Because it's just, oh, we're just making it through, trying to have fun talking about it. But these people, I don't know if it's Minnesota, or maybe it's, I feel like I've seen on TikTok, they're like, we did not send our best, y'all. All the people from Minneapolis
but the
are
best
like,
didn't want to go not, on. So
exactly. Exactly.
You gotta take ownership.
Oh, so we're almost through it. Maybe the reunion will be good. I don't know.
Maybe the only way is if we get Dave's sister on.
The only way. If not, the whole season was a fail. I need to see what she looks like. I've already peeped his Instagram, and there are no signs of her.
I will send you a TikTok. Literally right before this, this guy's like, I finally found her.
Okay. I need to see her. I need to see her. Why he's so madly in love.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then I will eventually do something for Survivor. I am starting a new job, so I don't want to... say I'm going to do weekly recaps right now, but I'm enjoying it. That premiere was good. It was stressful. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully I can also get an interview or two. But other than that, guys, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.